Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, it's been revealed that Irish actress Saoirse Ronan has secretly married her Mary Queen of Scots co-star Jack Loudon. They tied the knot in an Edinburgh registrar's office in Scotland after 6 years together. But it got us talking in the office today about getting married on the QT, secret ceremonies from your family, and maybe just people who head off and elope. They tell absolutely nobody. We want to chat to some of you today, though. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Anya is with us on the line in Kerry. Anya, am I right in saying you eloped to Las Vegas?
I did indeed. I did the classic Vegas wedding, told no one, and we went off last year in September and tied the knot.
Amazing. Why Vegas, yeah. Anya? Well, sure, why not?
Why not? Yeah, no, I don't know. It's the wedding capital of the world. I was there. We went years ago on holiday and I just fell in love with it. And I was like, if and when we're getting married, it's going to be here. It's just, yeah, it's a really special place.
Why? What is it about Vegas? Because most people, you know, think, oh, you see it in the movies and there's celebrities getting married in the tiny white chapel. People think it's a bit tacky. What appealed to you?
Yeah, I think it was the tackiness, Andrea, to be honest.
I love it.
That appeals to me. I think some people dream of a very romantic day, which is fabulous and delighted for them. But there was something about the, you know, as you said, the tackiness, the lights, all, it just something drew me to it. And I was like, if I'm doing it, I'd love to do it here. And it was great fun. I think that's the main thing. It was just really good. We just laughed all day and it's just, don't take it too seriously. It was just great fun.
So it was just the two of you?
Just the two of us. So we went over, we had friends living in Miami, so we went to see them and they came with us as our witnesses.
Okay.
So we had to basically just myself, my now husband, which is still strange to say, and our two friends and another friend came down from California. So just five of us in all.
And what about your family in Kerry?
I didn't tell them.
So they just thought you were going on holiday?
Yeah, so we just told everyone we were going on a 3-week holiday and no one kind of blinked, no one said, no one thought. They were like, okay, fine, enjoy yourselves. And I had my sister told, all right, just one sister who I feel extremely sorry for because she got the brunt of everything in the lead up to it. She got all the stress questions and the WhatsApps of what about this? And yeah, we just announced it after. And yeah, everyone was delighted.
And you've no regrets, do you, about doing the sort of turkey and ham roast beef dinner in a hotel in a big function room in Ireland? No.
No, I definitely don't regret it. Like, don't get me wrong, Andrea, I love attending an Irish wedding.
Yeah.
I went for a Siege of Venice. I absolutely love it. We're actually just at one on Saturday and I absolutely loved it, but it just wasn't for me. Just the stress of it and, you know, people getting put out because they weren't invited or they didn't like the meal or any of that. And I said, no, I was like, we'll just do the two of us and no one can get insulted. So definitely don't regret doing it, but as I said, I love attending one all the same.
I know one or two people who did this and went abroad and told nobody and got married. But in some cases, though, sometimes I do kind of feel a bit sorry for their parents. And like, particularly if they're maybe, you know, the only child or an only girl that, you know, that maybe the family had no involvement. How did your family take it?
Yeah, so to be honest, my mother was absolutely delighted. She hates fuss. She's a woman who wouldn't like too much carry on and all that. So she was absolutely delighted. She actually said to my sister before we left, because we had a big family wedding, and she said to my sister, she was like, if Anya had any sense now, she'd get married while she was away. And she got her wish.
So yeah, that's exactly what you did.
I rang my mom and Mike rang his parents an hour before the ceremony. We said, we better give them the heads up. So we told them, and yeah, they were delighted. You know, I think we've had enough family weddings. We're both from big enough families,
yeah.
They didn't miss anything.
Amazing.
So yeah, it was delighted, yeah.
This texter says, when I lived in New York, my wife and I got married in Manhattan City Hall. My mum and two friends were there as witnesses. We went for a steak dinner and then we had the bar that we met in Brooklyn. We rented it out for drinks. We had about 60 other family and friends there. It was a great day back in 2009. We didn't elope, but we just did the small ceremony. That sounds like great crack. Annie is with us on the line. Annie is from the Elope to Ireland. This is a service, Annie, is it? Just explain what it is then you do.
Typically, our couples are living abroad, usually American, and we help them come over to Ireland and get married and usually elope or very small weddings.
Is it big business, people who elope to the Emerald Isle?
We're in business for 13 years.
Right.
So, and the elopements really started picking up, I'd say, around 2015 or so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, there's great interest for sure.
And where do they typically, like, where's the most popular spot to elope to get married in Ireland?
Yeah, our couples are really after, like, the epic Irish scenery. So typical Ireland, they want things like cliffs and castle ruins and seaside, mountains, you know, the real epic, beautiful locations.
Yeah.
Especially for photos.
The kind of the postcard stuff.
Yes, exactly.
And is it mainly typically Americans or people who have some Irish heritage that do this?
For us, it's mainly Americans. A lot of, well, as you all know, a lot of Americans think they do have Irish heritage or they have something going way, way back.
Yeah.
So, but certainly all of them say they feel some connection or some draw to come here. And, you know, most of them always say Ireland's been on their bucket list to come to. So if they were sometimes planning a holiday, they were planning to come anyway, we might get a call, you know, 3 months beforehand and say, do you know what? We're coming. We've flight booked. We want to get married while we're there.
And
that's how it starts.
Yeah. So it is people who actually elope rather than just travel over from the States for the small or the private intimate ceremony.
Well, we do, like, we do a whole range. So we do from 2 to, I would say, 200. But, you know, specifically for elope to Ireland, it's kind of the 2 to 12 people. So the really intimate weddings. And we might call them for, if there's more people involved. But the term elopement now has gotten very, very fluid in what people are thinking of. But for us, 2 to kind of 12. And it's elopement style. So meaning we help them really plan their ceremony, the most meaningful part. And then afterwards, they're kind of off on their own, as Anya said, just to go to the pub and have a few drinks and relax.
Do Irish people elope in Ireland?
Not with us, not so much. Not that we found. I think Irish people would tend to go abroad for something like that, probably more to the heat or the sun, you know, would be more the vibe for them. But again, our couples are coming from like Texas or Florida, so they don't want necessarily that warm, sand in your toes, beach style wedding.
It's not something they need to worry about, Annie.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in a typical Irish summer anyway. You weren't tempted, Anya, to just elope in Ireland, no?
No, I think once we decided we'd elope, Vegas was always there. But I think, you know, there is so many beautiful places to choose in Ireland. But I think then people would be even more insulted because they would say, we would have gone up the road, Anya. You know, whereas a 15-hour flight is kind of a bigger ask.
Yeah.
So I think if you're eloping and you want to do just the two of you, I think to go further afield would be better.
Listener here says, my partner and I are having a traditional Irish wedding next year, but what I wouldn't give to just elope. I hate the fuss. I get social anxiety. So standing up and making speeches, professing my love for her in front of 150 people has me riddled with anxiety 15 months out. Like, that sounds like a nightmare.
What it is, Andrea, the amount of people. So when we got back, because I didn't know what kind of reaction we'd get. And I swear to God, if I had a euro for every time someone has said to me, you were dead right.
That
seems to be the general sentiment when they were like, you were so right. You did the right thing. And I know I had, but it would, you know, people were saying you were so right. It's so, and especially people who'd had weddings are like, you know, they enjoyed it, but there was just so much to it. So it kind of cemented my decision. I was like, yeah, I'm glad. Because I'd be like that. I'd be stressed. I'd be like, oh my God, what about this? What about that? And so, yeah, it's definitely that was the main reaction.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, you're dead right.
Do you have any advice, Annie, for that listener?
I would say just to stop and remember that it's about the two of you. You know, that it's not about everyone else. The more guests you have, the less it's about the two of you. So do what you want. And family's going to fall in behind you for the most part, you know.
15 months out, it's not too late to change your mind.
Not at all. We get couples all the time who started planning the big wedding and then, you know, they realized, number one, the cost of what it was going to be. They all have big families. You know, I had a girl last week who was, you know, talking to her and she said, we don't want to pay the kind of money that we'd have to be paying for people that I really don't like in the end.
Texter here says, we wanted our friend to marry us at our wedding ceremony, but she's not qualified at all. So we had to get married legally beforehand. We didn't want to detract from the main day, so decided not to tell anybody about the legal wedding. Instead, we asked siblings of our friends to be our witnesses, who showed up perfectly in t-shirts and jeans, and they left straight away. It meant that we actually got to spend the most gorgeous day together, just the two of us. We had great fun. It was such an incredible day, and one that I have so many gorgeous memories of. Yeah, so just simply the two of them.
It's so much fun because you can relax. You don't have to worry about everyone else.
Maybe more people should encourage or should maybe think about it then. So Annie from Elope to Ireland. Thanks a million, Annie, for joining us in the show. And Anya as well in Kerry there, who eloped and got married in Vegas.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.